Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I wanted to keep Dr. Paul Greg Roberts with us another 5 minutes because I wanted to get his take on what the Village Voice, Raw Story, and others have reported on. We've got a detailed report at PrisonPlanet.com. Obama information czar outlined plan for government to infiltrate conspiracy groups. And then it says, anybody that criticizes the government, anti-war, liberals, people that think the government killed Kennedy, he says, get into their groups, try to make them violent so that we can arrest them, so that we can shut them down, so that we can make them look radicalized. And this is the Harvard professor, Cass Sunstein, Obama's appointee to head the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. Your comments on that?
Well, Alex, I don't know anything about it, but I would not be surprised. It's happened before in history. The Tsarist secret police used to do that. They would infiltrate groups and then set off bombs and then arrest the groups. And we know from the Italian, the former president of Italy, who revealed the program by which the CIA and Italian intelligence during the 60s, 70s, and 80s went around setting off bombs, blaming the communists in order to discredit them at the polls, so they wouldn't get elected. So this has happened before. Now this, and of course, FBI and other groups have infiltrated various so-called supremacist groups and various kinds of right-wing organizations in the United States, and probably left-wing ones. So it's not new, but it is an increase in the level, and this time it's designed to shut down all criticism and all information that's unfavorable to the government. And so it is definitely a step toward a total police state, if the report is correct.
Well, yeah, no, he published it with the Harvard and Chicago Business School Press, put it out in 2008. He's now in the administration. The issue for me here is, yeah, we knew in 71 the FBI was doing this in the committees that exposed it, but now to have them out in the open as policy saying do it, it just shows the arrogance now where they just do whatever they want.
I think that's true. They can do whatever they want. That's true. And so the question really is how long you and I can continue to speak out about it, or anybody else. They can already grab whoever they want because they've breached habeas corpus for Americans. You know, they're now holding Americans in detention without bringing charges. So we're back to the Middle Ages, and it's like you said earlier, they are kings or aristocrats, princes, really, robber barons, and they do what they want, and there's no accountability, and it doesn't matter what scandal gets revealed, nothing happens to them. And there's no accountability for the fact that we all know now that the Bush administration intentionally deceived us and the entire world about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And so we invaded the country, committed unmentionable, uncountable war crimes, millions of deaths, displaced people, our own troops, and there's no accountability. None. This is the most egregious act of treason in our history.
Amazing.
Nobody cares. Nothing is done about it. Nothing.
Well, people are starting to...
We're not even going to investigate.
People are finally starting to wake up thanks to your work and others. Dr. Roberts, thank you for spending time with us, sir.
You're welcome, Alex.
Take care. We'll be right back with COINTELPRO Exposé, live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are simulcasting the last 2 hours of the syndicated radio broadcast right now in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. Adds a whole other dimension to it because you can actually see the documents, the video clips that we're talking about here on the radio. You see this man? This man right here is Cass R. Sunstein, University of Chicago Law School. He wrote this in conjunction with Harvard University Law School Public Law and Legal Theory Research Paper, and this was from 2008. He's now becoming a key member of the Obama administration over information and technology, and that's why this is so important. He'll be the head of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, and in the white paper, the 29-page white paper that you see on screen titled Conspiracy Theories, he labels anyone that doesn't believe global warming is man-made. Anyone who believes the official story of Kennedy's a lie. Anyone who believes the CIA is involved in drug dealing. If you believe government ever did anything corrupt ever, you are a conspiracy theorist. So he first labels you. That'd be like in Russia, them labeling you a capitalist. It's just a way to demonize you during the Soviet era, or in Nazi Germany, labeling someone a communist or a Jew. And that's the term they use. I mean, national television says that if you don't agree with government-run healthcare, you're a racist. or you're a conspiracy theorist. This is the term they use. If you say the banker bailout was a fraud, they call it a conspiracy theory. If you say that water is wet, the sky is blue, and birds sing, you're a conspiracy theorist. Basically, it's a way to just set the parameters, to set the narrative of the debate and say, we are the boss. You're not allowed to question anything we do. And if you critically think or read legislation, or if you do anything other than watch football and suck your thumb or go get collagen injections in your lips, if you do anything but party and just let us run everything, you know, you're good if you just stand down and let us run everything. But if you question anything, you're a conspiracy theorist, and we want to, and they're already doing this, infiltrate your group, and it says your peaceful group, any organization that questions the government, and we need to incite as the government for you to commit violence, to run off reasonable pacifist in your group, and so we can have you arrested and, quote, break up your group. And I read this last night, and I already knew all of this. It was declassified in 1971 that since the 40s they'd been doing this. And I'd read all their tricks and seen the tricks being used against us. And it came out the Pentagon for decades has been spying and COINTELPRO and infighting and planting bombs all over the world and in the U.S. to blame it on their political enemies. They do this over and over again. The FBI does it. They have huge divisions that do it. But that had to be declassified by Congress, wresting it away from the FBI. It was more than a 10-year battle to get this in the 1970s. Now, this guy publishes this in full public view, and he is calling for crimes. It is a crime to try to get somebody into my office, somebody we hire, and to try to have them to get us to commit crimes. Remember something similar that the FBI did and the U.S. Attorney did with Tommy Chong. We've interviewed him about this. Tommy Chong, actor, comedian, no criminal record. His son's got a pipe company selling pipes that are legal except in a few counties in the U.S., of thousands of counties. It took them 4+ years to get someone hired into their factory. Hundreds of times, the U.S. Attorney, through other names, tried to order the pipes into that county where it was illegal. They finally had to get someone employed there who wasn't even in shipping to go in and pack it and ship it. And the federal court said, yeah, we went in, we mailed the pipe, but Tommy Chong goes to prison. Folks, we don't sell glass pipes, but if I hire the wrong person, they'll come in here and ship something like that out, and they'll say in federal court, yes, we came in, we planted it, and the courts are so corrupt, they'll say Alex Jones goes to prison. Now, it came out that Hal Turner, in fact, pull up Kurt Nemo's excellent article, from the federal court documents, this has been in major newspapers, we just linked to them, that Hal Turner, one of the top five Nazis in the U.S., is an FBI agent, not an informant, an agent for national security, ultra top secret clearance. I told you that a decade ago. Who does he attack? Me. They also want to radicalize the message. They want to radicalize mainline libertarians, conservatives, so we can be politically demonized, so we don't become mainstream and take our country back. That's why if you say you don't want big government, I don't want health care. I think it's a boondoggle to insurance companies to raise our taxes and cut Medicare and Medicaid. Oh, you don't like black people, Chris Matthews says. Carlos Watson says. They all say it. Keith Oberman. That's a talking point of COINTELPRO. And you're like, what is race have to do with this? We weren't talking about black people. Every time you talk about corrupt banks, I have newspapers calling me every week going, Mr. Jones, does that mean you think Jews are evil? And I say, no, I'm talking about banks here. You know, they stole money. They should be held accountable. Chris Matthews is coming here Sunday to interview me. I said, let me guess, talking to his producer, you're going to cut from the Ku Klux Klan to me. And they laughed and said, yeah, that's basically it. And I said, well, I guess I can't say no. You're just going to play clips of me from other news channels and mix me in. And I said, fine, I'm not going to be a coward. Even though it's a rigged, taped interview, I'll stand up to the dragon. I'm not looking forward to it, though. I mean, But I'm going to bring this stuff up to Matthews, but of course he'll be taping it, so it'll never be seen. He'll be able to cut out what he wants. Now, I want to take my time this hour going over this, not just how they're doing it and the history of it and what's currently happening, but how you can counter it and the fact that they're losing their fight. Why do you think the feds bombed Oklahoma City? To demonize the conservative and libertarian movement. And if you've researched that case, 100% evidence the BATF bombed it. 100% on record. And they had to kill coroners, police officers, you name it, in Oklahoma City to cover that up. Okay? And it came out in federal documents that the Southern Poverty Law Center was running Elohim City that McVeigh was at. Running it. Every case, folks, they don't infiltrate white supremacists and peace activists and mainline conservatives and in the Fed groups. They are there trying to shut them down. And in the case of white supremacists, they don't just infiltrate them. They found them. They run them. Or they found other patriot groups to then attack other patriot groups. Ladies and gentlemen, this is their full Pentagon operation. Now I'm going to go to Watson this segment and the next and then let him go. But he wrote the most detailed article on this at prisonplanet.com. Give people a document cam shot. Obama information czar outlined plan for government to infiltrate conspiracy groups. Again, a modern version of COINTELPRO. And I've read this. This is illegal. He's calling for illegal stuff. In fact, I've got the encyclopedia here on COINTELPRO. And it says COINTELPRO, acronym for Counterintelligence Program, was a series of covert and often illegal projects conducted by the United States federal government of investigation, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, aimed at investigating and disrupting dissident political organizations within the United States. The FBI used covert operations from its inception, and then it goes into the declassified COINTELPRO. Okay, that is declassified COINTELPRO. You can read thousands of pages of documents. This guy, part of the Obama administration, this guy, with billions of dollars at his fingertips, smugly and arrogantly thinks he can set the precedent to come out in the open and call for modern 21st century COINTELPRO. Now, it's all going on already. But this guy lays out all their tricks, and that's what blew me away. He talks about how we've been discredited. The government's discredited. So what we've got to do is we've got to pose as other conspiracy theorists, that's anybody that questions government, to counter the real people that are questioning. And he talks about it's all in COINTELPRO. The number one thing they do is if somebody starts selling books and videos to fund an organization, starts becoming successful, they say, oh, they're getting rich, they've got money. That's how they broke up all the other groups that were real in the 60s. They send in people to cause violence. They spread lies about you. Their favorite COINTELPRO is to say leaders of the real movement are threatening to kill people. I wondered why I would get calls at the office from people and talk to them and nothing would be said, and then they would go say I'd threatened to kill them. And this happens over and over again, where now if it's somebody I don't know, I turn speakerphone on and go, guys, I need you to listen. And a lot of times I just hit a record button and start recording. Because I've got to protect myself, folks. They're coming at me. I've had them try to drop stuff off at the office and then claim stuff. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we've got them coming out of the woodwork here. And then to look at this smiley face guy in the Obama administration, about to be confirmed as a czar, he just thinks it's all funny. If you did this to him, you'd go to prison. But see, he is an anointed one. Watson, I've had you on hold while I've been ranting. It's just, we have been through hell with these people. He talks about how to go on message boards, how to get infighting going, how to make up lies. We witness what they do every day, don't we?
Yeah, we've been tracking it for a long time, Alex. And as I wrote in the article, we have anonymous posters, and we allow them to be anonymous by our system. I mean, we could make everyone register, but it'd just mean a lot less discussion in there. So we allow people to be anonymous. And then from the back end, I can see where these people have got the same IP address, so you know it's the same person, but they're posting under different names and then creating a fake conversation with these alter egos. So
and that's what he says. Stay there. He says create fake consensus with multiple posters. He's blueprinting what we're witnessing, and they don't even hide their IPs. They're government. I mean, the government is attacking us and trying to get people to commit violence, too.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-580-7310. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-7310. That's 1-800-580-7310. 1-800-580-7310.
And I want to put all the COINTELPRO operators on notice. If they ever run a successful operation against us physically, which he calls for inside people's operations, we do have the assets and the understanding to track it back and then sue you. I'm not just some bumbling little liberal or conservative group. You're going to be able to successfully do this. And I call for criminal investigations against this Obama administration official. I mean, wait till I read the quotes of what he's calling for. I mean, if I wrote stuff calling for criminal infiltration, getting people to call for violence, criminal acts, I would get in big trouble. They think they're above the law. They think they can get away with all this. They think it's funny, Paul Watson. Go ahead and go through some of the stuff they call for in there.
Well, what's interesting about the individual himself is that he's Obama's information czar. He's the head of information technology out of the White House with executive powers. And in the past, he's called for reformulating the First Amendment and internet censorship. But what he does in this 29-page document, which is linked from the article, which you can download, is he first defines what a conspiracy theory is. And we find out by his very definition that it's basically anybody who disagrees with the government. He says that people who believe that some practice or event by reference to the machinations of powerful people have also managed to conceal their role in that event is a conspiracy theory. So believing that powerful people try to influence events to increase their power or money is a conspiracy theory.
And if you do that, they should infiltrate you and send you to prison. I mean, if I sit here and say AIG and Goldman Sachs and the Federal Reserve are openly involved in crime publicly, that doesn't exist because he sets the confines of reality, and I need them to come in here and set me up to go to prison.
Right, and it gets crazier. On page 5, he says that being exposed to sunlight, the notion that that's healthy to get sun on you, is a false and dangerous conspiracy theory. So sunlight's bad now. That's a conspiracy theory. And then what?
This guy's on a power trip. They literally think they're God.
The most disturbing thing is on page 14. You know, it gets worse than him just saying infiltrate groups and get them to provocateur things. On page 14, he says that the following measures, each will have a place under imaginable conditions. So he's saying they will have a place, and he's powerful. He's got executive powers. He's in the White House. He's one of Obama's key advisors. So each of these measures is going to have a place under this system. One, government might ban conspiracy theorizing. If you disagree with the government.
Literal thought crime. We got to have a headline from Kurt Nemo, calls for thought crime laws. I mean, this...
with government, if you think that getting out in the sunshine is healthy, then they're going to ban your free speech. Two, government might impose some kind of tax, financial or otherwise, on those who disseminate such theories. So a tax on disagreeing with the government. Which is interesting because Sunstein has called for Tax Day to be celebrated. He thinks it's wonderful that the government rapes us every year. So he's a big fan of that. And now
religion out of the raping, yes.
Now he wants to put a tax on if you think that sunlight's healthy. Three, government might itself engage in counter speech, marshalling arguments to discredit conspiracy theories, and then it gets into the infiltration from there on in.
So take our tax money for our speech and give it to government groups to counter us.
Exactly. And then after he started talking about this infiltration of what he calls conspiracy groups, i.e. anyone who still has two brain cells to rub together, he says, such as mainstream scientists or the editors of Popular Mechanics, whom government attempts to enlist to give credibility to its rebuttal efforts. So he's basically admitting that when Popular Mechanics came out and stood behind the official 9/11 story when it was under the most severe attack back in 2005 is when they first came out, that Popular Mechanics was enlisted by the government to do that. He openly admits it on page 18.
Well, he goes on to say, we can't use government people. We'll use allies like Popular Mechanics and not let people know that we're funding them.
Exactly. So that's what was happening. I mean, we knew it, but now they admit it. What's important to take from this is, I wrote at the end of the article, though, was this proves how much success we've had. On page 3, Sunstein writes, quote, the existence of both domestic and foreign conspiracy theories, we suggest, is no trivial matter, posing real risk to the government's anti-terrorism policies, whatever the latter may be.
Paul, stay there. We're going to come back in 5 more minutes, go through more key points. Read the dossier for yourself. It is just a criminal manifesto of absolute tyranny. This guy is a monster. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Now again, I'm going to go through the history of COINTELPRO, what's currently happening. But the big issue here is this guy's talking about banning criticism of government, putting taxes on newspapers and magazines that criticize government. And we see Obama coming out and saying, my new cybersecurity czar will censor the web. The NSA and Army and Air Force will run it. We see all these headlines about should Obama control the Internet. The cybersecurity czar, the first one they appointed early last year, in February, resigned, saying the Pentagon's taking over. They're spying on everyone. There's the Wall Street Journal headline, security cyber czar steps down. So this is real bona fide tyranny. And he uses an extreme Orwellian example. If you say 2 plus 2 equals 4, and he says that's a conspiracy theory, he says it's 5, they want it to be idiotic. They want to set the precedent that they kill Khalid Sheikh Mohammed more than a dozen times and never retract the last time they claimed they killed him and then the next time they capture him. You know, openly saying we're going to put him on trial after 7 years of torture, setting these precedents. Look at this. COINTELPRO, an acronym for Counterintelligence Program, was a series of covert and often illegal, that's what he's calling for, projects conducted by The United States Federal Bureau of Investigation aimed at investigating and disrupting dissident political organizations within the United States. The FBI used covert operations from its inception. However, formal COINTELPRO operations took place between 1956 and 71, and they took over all the state police, you name it. The FBI stated motivation at the time was protecting national security, preventing violence, and maintaining the existing social order of political order. According to the FBI, 85% of COINTELPRO resources were expended on infiltrating, disrupting, marginalizing, and or subverting groups suspected of being subversive. Suspected! And then this was what was popular, so they only released this at the time. It was really after conservatives and the John Birch Society they were going after. But such as communist, socialist organizations, the women's rights movement, has now come out the CIA funded that. That's baloney. Militant black nationalist groups, they did go after them. And nonviolent civil rights movements, including individuals such as Martin Luther King and others associated with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. And it just goes through. Now, we know modern COINTELPRO is all peace groups, all libertarian groups, all in the Fed groups. This has all been leaked or declassified in the last 3 years. The MIAC report, the Homeland Security that law enforcement gave us, where they list gun owners, conservatives. That's what Homeland Security is really set up for. And here's the deal. They're now coming out in the open with the new head of TSA. In fact, I had that in my stack. Will you guys print that again? Last week, the new head of the TSA, being approved right now in Congress, gave a video speech and said, our number one threat is Christians and people that have a Christian identity, and that's the main threat. I mean, these guys, Paul Watson, why do you think they're now coming right out in the open and saying, we want to ban speech, we want to infiltrate you, we want to arrest you? I mean, this is Hitlerian or Stalinistic or Maoist. I mean, this is out in the open.
They're doing it because they've become painfully aware of the fact that the sleeping giant of the American people and the rest of the world is slowly awakening to their tyranny. I mean, that's what he says on page 3.
Yeah, go back to that. The break interrupted you. Spend some time on that. He says, just like 3 years ago, they had that congressional meeting on extremists and showed mainline 9/11 truth groups and said these are terrorists.
Yeah, and there was that 2006 White House directive under Bush which said that conspiracy theories were a wellspring of terrorism and that they had to be defeated. So this goes back to Bush. It's not just an Obama thing. And on page 3 of this white paper, Sunstein says, the existence of both domestic and foreign conspiracy theories, we suggest, is no trivial matter, posing real risks to the government's anti-terrorism policies, whatever the latter may be. So there he's saying that the people are slowly awakening to the agenda of the military-industrial complex, and it's becoming a problem for them. Now, what's interesting about his solution to it, later on, he admits that in a repressive society, more conspiracy theories emerge, which is true, because governments lie and oppress people, and the people become more suspicious of government. And bearing in mind, conspiracy theory means disagreeing with the government on any fact whatsoever. That's basically how it's defined. So he says that repressive societies produce conspiracy theories, but then he says just ban free speech as a solution. On page 20, he says, we could imagine circumstances in which a conspiracy theory became so pervasive and so dangerous, which in their eyes is what 9/11 truth was becoming a few years ago, that censorship would be thinkable. So again, he's saying ban free speech. As I said before, page 14, he says ban conspiracy theories.
Well, by the way, mainstream news is reporting that the TSA nominee, a former FBI agent, is Erol Southers is openly on video saying the number one threat is Christians and anti-global warming groups. They're saying the terror threat is the anti-global warming groups, totally peaceful. And you have Europe openly calling for banning them, the London Guardian saying, charge Lord Monckton with treason and execute him.
Exactly, and that's another one of the conspiracy theories listed in this report. It's on page 4, along with the conspiracy theory that powerful people were involved in the assassination of JFK, which about 90% of the American people now fully believe. So these people don't even realized, or their chutzpah doesn't allow them to recognize the fact that they're now the minority. But it also lists global warming as a deliberate fraud. That's also a conspiracy theory questioning global warming, which has proven to be a complete fraud in light of Climategate. So all along the line, you're saying basically that any dissension against the prevailing authority of government and whatever they say is a conspiracy theory and should be countered.
Now, Paul, I want this to sink in for people. Congressional reports, Bush, Obama, everyone he's appointing, his own cybersecurity chief quits and says, this is a Pentagon takeover. They're spying on everything. This is all illegal. They just don't care. And now they're saying, arrest people who don't believe in man-made global warming. And the head of the new TSA says, that's the threat. I mean, these people are outrageous villains. I mean, it's they know they're villains. They know. I mean, this, the new head that Obama's trying to put in here, and I want to show a screenshot of him here from the document cam. I mean, it is so incredible to have Cass R. Sunstein openly writing this and now in the executive czar position over information with billions of dollars at his fingertips. Again, he's openly calling for infiltrating, in his words, peaceful groups and getting them to engage in violence or talking about violence to run off peaceful members and so they can then entrap and imprison the other people. I mean, this is so dangerous that they're in the open saying it. We know it's always, and then you read over what he calls for in the 29-page document. It's everything in COINTELPRO from the 70s and more. I mean, this is a blueprint to carry out these crimes and a reign of terror, and he's saying ban free speech and start arresting people outright if they criticize the government in any way. I mean, it's so outrageous, Paul.
As well as attacks on political opinions that the government disagrees with. And yeah, then you've got this other Obama appointee, Errol Suthers, who is trying to get to head up the TSA. That's been resisted, but it could go through. And we did an article on this on Monday in which he said that people who are anti-government or even anti-abortion, if you disagree with abortion, then you're a threat. And he says that people who have those opinions should be treated as the main terrorist threat, which is exactly what's happening in airports when we think of people like the Ron Paul treasurer who was carrying some campaign money and some Ron Paul political material, and he was arrested and interrogated for an hour simply because he was carrying this political material. So they're identifying their political enemies who are the main threat to their agenda, to their tyranny, and that is libertarians and conservatives and basically anyone who has two brain cells to rub together.
They are actual Stalinists. I mean, there is no doubt that they're saying they want to take over and arrest us. I mean, these are outrageous criminals. It is outrageous. I mean, it is just, they've stolen $28 trillion publicly. They're openly engaged in fraud. They're robbing everything. Their health care bill raises taxes, cuts benefits, is a giant ripoff. They're just running around putting surveillance in, naked body scanners in the courthouses, biometrically scanning everyone. I mean, there is no doubt, Paul, this is a bona fide tyranny.
And it's not as if this was just some idea that he was proposing. This has been going on for years. It's admitted that CENTCOM has been employing people to go into chat rooms, social networking forums, and engage bloggers who they say post incomplete or false information about the war on terror. And then the Pentagon in 2008 said they were expanding similar operations and setting up fake news websites that were designed to look like independent media, but instead would carry military propaganda. You know, Israel has admitted that they've got an army of bloggers to act as apologists for Israel's war crimes. And the U.S. Air Force announced that they had a similar program as well. And those links are all in the article. So it's been going on for years. And now this Obama czar is talking about expanding it rapidly and bringing in enforcement powers to ban opinions that they don't like.
Now, here's the good news. The Village Voice, Raw Story, The Rag Blog, Got Fascism, Obama Advisor Promotes Cognitive Infiltration, Your Government Appointees at Work, Cass Sunstein Seeks Cognitive Provocateurs. Then they quote him from the document. We suggest a distinctive tactic for breaking up the hardcore extremists who supply conspiracy theories. Cognitive infiltration of extremist groups whereby government agents or their allies acting either virtually on the internet or in real space and either openly or anonymously will undermine the crippled system of believers by planting doubts about the theories and stylized facts that circulate with such groups, thereby introducing beneficial cognitive diversity. And so what he's saying is, and he talks about going in and criticizing, saying things are lies, getting people fighting with each other, radicalizing groups. And it goes on and on. And Paul, when I was reading his 30-page document last night, or 29-page, it's everything we've experienced. It's everything we've gone through. How they talk about real groups that are exposing the power structure, we go out and pose as conspiracy theorists. And that's what COINTELPRO says. Oh, say they're making money to make people jealous. Say that they're working for the government and just get all this infighting going on. But the good news is the left is waking up. The right's waking up. Now, they may be attacking our sites, but when you look at a big Raw story or something, every comment is arrest the bankers. Every comment, I mean, almost every comment, in some articles it is every comment, the bankers are bad. They control both parties. On the Raw story, they're like, oh, my God, Obama's so bad. They own them all. What do we do? Finally, it's all shattering. And so they may have tens of thousands of hired people out doing this, but so many people are standing up and getting involved that it's not working anymore. I mean, that's really the good news here now, is that their own left that was the victims of this in the 50s, 60s, and 70s are now realizing just how evil this is and just how bankrupt the system is. So the good news is this isn't working, Paul.
No, it's not. And it only goes to show, I mean, people are always saying, what can we do? What can we do? We're powerless. We can't be powerless if these people are writing 30-page dossiers about how they're terrified of the impact we're having on society. And what's ironic about it is, if you go to my article about it today, the very first comment is an example of one of these people at work, and then, you know, the rest of the commenters on the page have fun with it, because instantly, the moronic...
That's right. The second we post it, and before they would try that, Alex is a Fed, Alex is doing this, Alex is doing that, all the same stuff they did to break up groups in the 60s, that doesn't work anymore. Now they try saying first, like I posted first to control the debate, or they try to put nonsensical stuff, or they talk about Palladians and aliens, and we can go in and look at the IP addresses. They're using proxy server blockers, they're using virtual browsers. But it's the same IP addresses, and they'll have fake debates with each other, which he talks about, creating fake, false contexts. Again, they talk about being map makers of the mind, setting the narrative. Again, controlling the confines of the debate, turning us all against each other, radicalizing us so we're not palatable mainstream. I mean, it feels so good to be under mega attack by these people. Paul, no one on the web is attacked more than Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com, because we're number one alternative sites. Number one site's InfoWars. Number two site is PrisonPlanet.com. All these other fakes claim they're number one. We are number one according to Alexa and every other major gauge. Shoutcast, the list goes on and on. And they're in a lot of trouble because they can't control the confines of the debate anymore, Paul.
Exactly, and their tactics are increasingly getting more and more ludicrous. One of my favorites is they'll go into an article and they'll just say, this is a fake news story. For example, I posted a New York Times story, you know, a few paragraphs from it with a link to the original where you can read it at the New York Times about an 8-year-old boy being on a terror watch list. And one of the comments says, this seems like a fake news story. And that's one of the tactics they use as well. It's ad hoc.
Exactly. On YouTube, the same accounts set up the same ways will comment when we play a Herman Von Rumpy clip, head of the EU calling for global government. I'll see the same person on hundreds of our videos working full time, always the first comment. They're waiting. They're watching. And they just say, this is absolutely fake. To then have a debate about whether it's real or not, instead of people getting angry and getting informed and actually talking to each other. And he admits that in here. He says, confound them. Claim it's not real. Throw things in to confuse them. I mean, it is. Look at his smiling face, Paul. He just is so proud of what he's done.
And that's what COINTELPRO was all about. It was about neutralizing people so they felt powerless and eventually, you know, stirring up apathy so people would just disengage altogether. That's what he's talking about in this dossier about infiltrating conspiracy groups and promoting counter-misinformation, as he describes it. So he's savaging people for putting out conspiracies that aren't true, like, you know, sunlight being good for you. But then he says that when the government does it, it's fine. And they can ban our free speech to go along with it.
Well, Paul, thanks for the great report. We need more reports on the aspect of him saying we're going to ban free speech and tax newspapers or anybody that criticizes government. And he sets the precedent at, I say sunlight isn't good for you. And if you don't agree, you need to be banned or arrested. He picks something asinine to kind of put people off psychologically so they can set the precedent to ban anything they want, including 2 + 2 = 4. Nope, Sunstein says it equals 5. Huh.
For the first time ever, the makers of Alpine Air Foods have approved an incredible sale with savings only available through ReadyMade Resources. For a limited time, save 25% off all cases of freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air. Yes, 25% off on case lots only of Alpine Air Foods. Only available at ReadyMadeResources.com. Mix and match as much as you want to best suit your needs. But hurry, this 25% off sale on Alpine Air freeze-dried foods is only until January 30th and only from ReadyMadeResources.com. Quality Alpine Air freeze-dried foods have a 10-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this sale on Alpine Air Foods only lasts through January 30th. Hurry, go to ReadyMadeResources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Alpine Air Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Hurry, sale ends January 30th at ReadyMade Resources.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I'm going to continue into the next hour for another 20 minutes or so on COINTELPRO and get into some facets we haven't covered. But here's Alexa.com, a service of Amazon. This is just one of the major rating services. It's the biggest. This is what the media most often refers to. in the last 7 days, look at Infowars.com in blue versus Rush Limbaugh in red and Glenn Beck in gold. Now, that's Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com in blue, up 46% growth in the last 3 months, a 7% growth in the last month, and we're even having a down week. We're down 7% in the last week. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, that's our growth curve compared to RushLimbaugh.com. In fact, add PrisonPlanet.com in there on the box. Let's put Prison Planet on the screen. It's bigger than Limbaugh and Beck most weeks. I don't know about this week. But InfoWars overall completely dominates and dwarfs them. Now, we are the number one target of COINTELPRO. That's why they throw everything at us. They say I'm a reptoid. They say I'm a Jewish agent. They say I work for the Vatican when I'm a Protestant. They say I'm a murderer. They say I work for the Saudi Arabians. They say I work for the Brothmans. They say I'm a Scientologist. All complete and absolute fabricated lies. But they're so elaborate, and some people see it, and it's just meant to distract you from going out and reaching other people, waking other people up, and to make most of our activities about debating Alex Jones. Now, it's great for Alex Jones and overall visitors and web numbers, but it's not good for the overall movement. Did you get that PrisonPlanet.com entered in? There's PrisonPlanet.com in turquoise. PrisonPlanet.com, again, bigger than Rush Limbaugh, bigger than Glenn Beck. Now, I have the number one and number two alternative websites. InfoWars is rated 998 in the United States. 998. Show people Drudge Report now. They want to see something really big. Drudge is the biggest news site in the world. Let's see. Drudge will dwarf Limbaugh, myself, and everybody. But let's see how we're gaining. Put Drudge Report in there finally and see their U.S. and world rating. So that's why Drudge is now linked to us permanently. Look at Drudge. Now that is mega power. Look at InfoWars way down there and way below us, Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck. Now that is internet power right there. And what do you see on the Drudge Report every day now? World government is here. World government announced. They aren't, Drudge isn't listening to the map makers of the mind, the people that set the narrative, set the paradigm, like Sunstein, this Cass Sunstein at the White House, who says, there is no global government, and if you say it, you should be arrested. He actually says that. Well, Drudge goes, okay, I'll go ahead and link to the head of the UN, the head of the EU, Gordon Brown, Al Gore, all of them calling for world government. Limbaugh won't do that yet. Beck is. So, I mean, it's taken all these years just to admit and to say, no, FBI, no, Sunstein, no. When Herman Von Rompuy calls for global government and global taxes, I will report on it. I know I got to worry about you getting people hired in my office to commit crimes to send me to prison. I know I got to worry about you, these different government groups trying to get white supremacist nut jobs to kill me. But I will go on air and I will play the clip of the head of the EU. I don't care if you say it doesn't exist. I don't care if you say it isn't real. I don't care if you say I'm a kook. I know the truth. I know what's real. I know I'm good. I know I'm for real. I know I love this country. And I know the banks are robbing us. And I'm standing up against you and your tens of thousands of hired thugs. And the people are going to stand up with us. And you can feel it. And you better be scared. Because you can't stand up against somebody who's in the right that keeps on a-coming. And you know I'm going to keep on a-coming no matter what you do. You understand that, you little criminal, you slimebag, anti-American trash?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.